test 63, section 3, question 18. And here we're looking for flaw, or what it's vulnerable. And it says the probability of avoiding heart disease is increased if one avoids fat in one's diet, which is a really roundabout way of saying less fat, less chance of heart disease. Furthermore, one is less likely to eat fat if one avoids eating dairy foods. So you're less likely to eat fat if you avoid dairy foods. So basically, avoiding dairy foods leads to less fat. Theoretically, they're going to say, and therefore that should lead to heart disease. Thus, the probability of maintaining good health is increased by avoiding dairy foods. And so, probability of good health. Now, we have something that happens a lot. And in fact, on these very same types of questions about health overall versus one particular part of health, and that's avoiding heart disease, that's different from good health overall. Besides, there also could be other benefits to drinking milk that might be worthwhile. Maybe it helps reduce the risk of heart disease for some other reason. We look at our answer choices. The argument ignores the possibility that even though a practice may have potentially negative consequences, its elimination may also have negative consequences. Maybe. That could be what it sounds like. It's saying just because a practice may have potentially negative consequences, eliminating it might also, getting rid of milk might have some other consequences. So let's hold on to A. The argument fails to consider the possibility that there are more ways than one of decreasing the risk of a certain type of occurrence. Well, it doesn't need to look at other ways to reduce heart disease. That's not really the issue here. It's about whether or not eliminating milk will help overall health. Then C, the argument presumes without providing justification that factors that carry increased risks of negative consequences ought to be eliminated. Well, it doesn't presume that it ought to be eliminated. It never says it should or shouldn't. It's simply saying that the overall probability of health is increased if we do, but it doesn't say whether we should or shouldn't. And notice those are two different concepts. The argument fails to show that the evidence appealed to is relevant. Well, no, the evidence is relevant, and so it didn't need to show that it was relevant. And the argument fails to consider that what is probable will not necessarily occur. Well, the conclusion is only about the probability, and so it doesn't need to show that anything will or will not necessarily occur. And so A is definitely the best response here.